say parking meters make the urge to feel rise beyond belief. 503-733-2970.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to...
Thank you.
Hello, Scotty J.
Good morning. All right, these are some headphones. These are cool.
Are those yours?
Oh, these are the ones I have. Those are the ones I have.
I like them.
No, I think those are, yeah, those are Tom's, I think. And we got the post-it in contest we'll get to here in just a few. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, about that Whoopi Goldberg audio. Which nerve do I have to stab with a pair of scissors to induce deafness? I had to keep taking my headphones off. It really is awful. That Whoopi Goldberg, especially in the beginning where she's rapping the introduction to her show.
Oh.
It's just, it's so, let's hear it one more time. And then we'll, talk
please.
About it. No, I have to hear it once more. It's just... Quit dancing.
The famous Whoopi.
Why is she talking like that?
I think she has Parkinson's.
At your door. On Wednesday, November 8th. With Kirby, with his big white teeth.
Okay, there you go. It makes you wonder if she does that every single morning. So, Scotty, you went out and you moved Sarah. You found Sarah's car with no problem. What do your kids call your car, by the way?
The hobo car.
So your dad.
Is it a Reliant? Is that what you drive? Is it a K car? What is it?
No, it's a Buick.
I've driven. Oh, is that the one that, I rode in after Horns Across the Hawthorn?
That's the one that I rode. Yeah, and I rode two Horns Across the Hawthorn.
I know. I got to sell it.
Oh, that thing's that's that dude. And how old are your kids? Are they teenagers?
8 and 12.
Oh, it's only going to get worse.
It's junior high for my daughter, and you can literally see them put their hand in front of their face and turn their head as I, roll up to pick up her friends in my sled.
No, are you one of those? Yeah, did it like honks the horn and you're like, hi, to an embarrasser.
Music what class. Time does the concert get over? I'll be right here.
Don't do drugs.
Totally yell all that.
Now, let's say, real quick, we're already behind here, but I, not to sit and dwell about that, but so Sarah's got, with the tempo, you've got the what is it? A Buick?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and then my parents, I didn't have that, my parents had a car, well, my parents had a succession of embarrassing cars. They had a Dodge Dart. It was like that great 70s. Like,
Dodge Darts are awesome.
Dodge Darts are awesome now.
Dodge Darts
were not awesome. With I was talking to some guy the other day. He's buying some big, like Monte Carlo or like a Bon. No, it was Jeff McGinley. He's buying a Bonneville, I think he said.
Those are nice.
They're nice now, but then, like in 1985, there was nothing nice about a Dodge Dart. The Dodge Dart in 1985 was like a K car is now. Maybe in 10 years, a K car is going to be all here with the kids. Not so much at this point in time. My parents went from a Dodge Dart to a Volare. Do you remember Volare? A Plymouth Volare, that's like the worst car ever made.
But it was a step up back then. That was like the you have arrived car.
And then they went right, and then they went from that to the Econoline. The sweet Econoline ride. It was like, and it was all metal flake with the curtains in the windows in the back. Like that big weird shell thing that covered the spare tire. It's embarrassing. Hey, don't use my name. See, this is how it's done. Finally, someone who knows how to do it. Subject line, don't use my name. You know I know what I'm talking about, says this. Feed the meter thing is true. Sarah can't just feed the meter. Also, they will mark your tires to make sure you can't say you left and then returned. What she can do, you... It requires two people. Sarah couldn't find it. There was no room at the inn this morning. Sarah couldn't find a place to park her car. She has to park out on the street.
I was literally about ready to drive my car home and just get on the bus.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So she's parked in an hour space. She has to send Scotty out every hour to feed the meter. And then somebody pointed out they catch you doing that. How much is the ticket? Anybody know?
Yes, I'm going to say around $8 to $10.
No, because if you aren't paying for your parking downtown, it's a $24 ticket now.
So it's got to be at least that.
Yeah, they've doubled the tickets.
Oh, this person says it requires two people. One drives around the block. One saves precious parking spot by standing there. Let's see. By the way, you need to think of a name for me so I can confirm, deny, explain these questions. I am the walking book of law. You know this. And then it's signed the person whose name I will not give. So that's a person who works for the man. And this person knows what they're talking about. So there you go. So maybe we can recruit like a homeless guy to stay
there. I mean, I'm not saying that we should do this, but if I like spray down my tires with water, Would it maybe get rid of
blood? I believe that's called obstruction of justice.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
You need to grease
it. And in fact, since the two of us are now discussing it, we are actually now conspiring to commit a misdemeanor. And conspiring to commit a misdemeanor is, in fact, a felony.
I don't even know if it's a misdemeanor at this
point. Oh, it's all in jest.
It's all wacky. We say what we want to do.
Show.
Do what we want to do.
I was going to suggest that the city might be hurting for money and they don't have enough meter readers right now, and so we take a chance, right?
No, they have enough to give. I got a ticket a couple weeks ago.
Well, no, but that's the thing is the city's short on cash right now, which is exactly why they're going to be writing tickets for everybody.
They're probably putting fire into those people's asses.
Totally.
Like, go ticket people.
Was Whoopi Goldberg's opening theme done by Scotty J? Just checking. All right. Scotty, can we now, let's now bring the.
Yes, we will.
So what do we conclude? I'm going to have to move my car.
I'll move it or something. I can move it right
over
here.
Well, I don't know. Well,
if you can find, like, there's the 3-hour spots out here. If you could do that, then that'd be
you're not going to find one of
those. Building,
though. Those are going to be gone.
The building is
It'll run you about $5-6 or something.
What? What are you talking about?
For the rest of the day.
No, these buildings are both closed because they're all for monthly.
Yeah, they're full. I had to drive this morning, and I came in here this morning, and the parking garage over here was full. What? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Monthly Goddamn Pass.
I'm telling you, for you, especially, if you're here on the weekends and all that, it equals $5 a day.
On the weekends, it doesn't matter. On the weekends,
you don't
have to pay.
No, and Rick pretends to ride his bike when he does. You do take your car quite frequently. Maybe
recently, the last few weeks, I have driven a lot. There's no disputing that. The last few weeks, I got a bunch of stuff. And two things. Bunch of things I have to do. And B, I've just been running, I've been oversleeping a lot. I got this whole oversleeping problem. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Well, you got 17 minutes to figure it out. So there you go.
Thanks, Scotty.
All right, thank you. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson studio. We'll welcome entering now any moments. All right, there you go. Tom Hunter, promotions director for 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. Did I get all that right?
You got it all.
That's what I'm talking
Tom,
about.
Tom, I like your headphones.
Yeah, mine have seen a little wear and tear.
Mine are even more so. Mine are falling apart.
Yeah, mine are kind of too much hair gel for me. That's why mine are starting to erode and flake.
Now, you can see mine have just got ear scum on them here.
Ew.
No, it's great. I never take it off because then I know people won't use my headphones.
I don't have that in mind, and I've had these for a couple of years. What's wrong with you?
Oh. Moving on. So now, do you do any on-air stuff? Forgive my ignorance. Now, are you a jock there, too, or is it just promotions director?
Promotions, but I fill in. I do fill in occasionally.
Now, did you come from the on-air side? Were you a jock?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so do you have post-hitting experience?
Yep, top 40.
Here's the... Really?
Yeah.
Where? Somewhere in town?
Yes.
Somewhere that I can't name?
Yes.
All right. So you, how long ago were you a jock?
About 5 years ago.
Well, there you go. See, me too. I mean, it's been 2006, so it's been about a decade since I did music radio. Skills deteriorate a little bit?
A little bit.
But I tell you what, here's the thing about John Paul is that we had Smokey in here, and Smokey schooled me. I'll give him that. Smokey came in, and he just, and Sarah has heard me for years. I'm like, I am the Postmaster General. I deliver the post. And then Smokey came in. He beat me like I owed him money. And then he was like the cock of the walk, and then John Paul came in and just booted him right off the hill. So now John Paul is actually now, he is now so full of himself about the post-hitting thing. He's been walking around. People don't even work here. Just some guy coming up to deliver the mail, to John Paul. I'll beat you at any post in the country. He's issuing threats to people now.
He's once a month on the air on a good day.
I'm just saying. You got to bring it home here. So, all right. Well, this is how we'll do. You and I will do one initial round to the post-hitting contest just to sort of get ourselves
up
to speed.
Okay.
Now these are selected by Scotty J. and so the deal is that there's a mixture of stuff that is known and stuff that is sort of not known. And what I'll do is I'll run through one and then I'll let you do the same and I'll give you the time when you do it here.
Oh, nice. Okay.
These are all really long, man. Jesus.
Holy smokes.
Seriously.
Wow.
He notes, these are, by no means are these beginner songs, all have longer intros, he says, with an unnecessary apostrophe. All right, well, we'll try it with this Huey Lewis one. I'll go ahead and do this here. All right, are we ready?
Let's do it.
I got to be able to see the clock. Hold on. All right, and it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. It is 5 minutes after 12. It's 5 minutes on the right side of 12 o'clock. 12:05. Coming up, we got the phrase of the day that pays in May. We're going to be giving a tribute away May and Wednesday. Hey, moon in June as well. You stay there. Here's Huey Lewis talking about the heart of rock and... God damn it.
New York. You almost had it.
No, I didn't.
I was a charging for the timer.
No. It's okay. Don't do that. Okay. Don't do what I just did.
All right.
All right. You want to take it? You want to try the same song?
You can pick a song.
You can pick a song.
Let's do Madonna. Dress You Up.
All right, Madonna. Up. Okay, this is a 22.5 second intro. Madonna, Dress You Up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hunter hitting the post for Madonna, Dress You Up on the Rick Emerson Show. Tell me when you're ready.
Go. AM 970, it's Solid State Radio, and it's Tommy Boy rocking the box of 1205. All requests, we'll give it to you all afternoon. This lady is big, she's huge. She's got kids in different countries, can you believe it? It's Madonna. And Dress You Up to My Love from AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. I give that like a good solid like 7, 7.5.
I give it an 8.
Well, you know, here's
it was
the
rough.
Thing. And you, well, see, you feigned like you cared about her personal life. That was good.
No, he gave us some info about her personal life, too.
And it sounded sort of casual in that cheesy top 40 way. Can you believe this lady?
Slowly, yeah.
Yeah, kids on different continents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, isn't that something? And then you did the laugh to sort of imply that, boy, it's all, can you believe life's rich pageant? Because that's the thing about being a jock, is you have to laugh at stuff that's not even really funny.
Absolutely.
Anchor people do that, too. All right, you feel ready?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome John Paul. He's in the hallway here somewhere. Are you listening? Oh, he was listening.
Oh,
he was in the green room. He was listening to it.
What's up, tablecloth?
All right. All right, how you feeling?
I'm not at all nervous.
All right.
Actually, I am.
Don't let me get in your head.
Why would you be nervous?
I'd be nervous.
Because I've been talking a lot of trash this week, and I figure the more trash I talk, the worse I could get beat.
Well, here's the thing is, I think you should have to go last, though, because you are the reigning champion.
I'll go, yeah, whatever you want.
So I think Tom, you know, I went once, just kind of get in the group. Tom went once. Now, do you want to do a warm-up one? You feel like you need a warm-up?
Does the champ need a warm-up?
I'll do a warm-up one.
All right.
Are you sure?
Okay, hold on. All right.
Yeah, I'll do a warm-up.
Okay,
one.
We'll have you do, let's see. I won't make you do like the 34-second rant that he picked for this one. We'll have you do this Train song. This is 11.5 seconds.
Okay.
The song is Train, Get to Me. It's 11.5.
Get to Me? I don't even know that song.
Well, hey, a true poet hater doesn't need to know the song, John.
All right.
Do that good.
Okay. All right. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Are you tell me when.
Go. AM 970 Solid State Radio, dropping the beat from the Tower of Power, humping the hips, spinning the mounds of wax. Yeah, Train's new one. Here's Get to Me on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Oh.
Yeah! Oh, that was good.
I've never even heard that song.
I've never heard it either.
Wow.
Probably crappy.
Dropping the what?
Dropping the beat from the Tower of Power.
Oh, my God. Is that like keeping it loud and proud?
I got more in the vault there. Just
okay. All right.
So Tom goes now?
All right. So there we go. Everybody's warmed up. All right, Tom.
All right. Nice to go.
All right, here we go. All right, this is for the crown here.
Oh, geez, all right.
All right, now, in fact, I will recuse myself. Sarah, do you want to cast a vote on this?
Okay,
so
yeah.
So I'm each do it. You just give me, score them each on the classic 1 to 10 scale.
Are you going this time?
No.
Okay.
I can't even compete anymore. That's the thing.
It's just
going to be these two.
Okay.
I only compete, you know what it is? I'm like the on-deck circle. I'm really just here as the rodeo clown of this whole thing. All right, so let's see.
I think we should save the last one for last.
Oh, you mean it's like a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have each do two then. All right. What I'm going to do is I'll have you do... I'm not going to make anybody do a 34-second ramp. So we'll do Madonna and Huey Lewis again for both of you. Or Madonna, rather, and Beyonce. All right. So here we go. This is Madonna, Dress You Up, 22.5.
All right.
Are you all right?
I'm ready, son.
All right.
All right.
And...
AM 970, Solid State Radio, back in the 70s. We were the top 40 station in Portland with big guys like Ron Leonard, Craig Walker. They all worked there. Stacks of Wax, Front to Back. They got it all. This lady was still dancing in clubs in Manhattan. It's Madonna and her 12 kids from India. This is Dress You Up to My Love on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Oh yeah. I was good.
There's 12 kids in India.
That was good.
That's awesome. No, you're going to have to help me judge, Rick.
Wow.
All right. I give that a good, like, 8.
I give that a 9.
Okay, we'll say 8.5.
Am I doing the same song?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're each going to do Madonna, and then you're each going to do the Beyonce song as well. All right. We'll split it. We'll call that an 8.5 there. All right. So this is Madonna, 22.5. Madonna, Dress You Up. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. And 3, 2, 1...
AM 970 Solid State Radio, spinning the mounds of wax. dancing and prancing, moving and grooving, throwing down 40 in a row. And if you're sick of your kids, give them to Madonna. She'll be happy to take them off your case here. Dress you up on a retro weekend, AM 970, Solid State Radio.
That was good. That was really good. I give that a 9. I really do.
I would give that a 9 as well.
I give that a 9. And you know what? You worked in the retro weekend.
I'm just grabbing stuff out of left field, throwing everything I can possibly think of.
No, and the great thing, and you totally nailed the faux casual, I'm not reading this off a liner card, yeah. These are not pre-prepared.
Throwing what am I thinking about here? Okay, I'll share it with you.
Exactly.
Dramatic pause, what is that?
I heard it.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
I'm excited for this one. This was my suggestion.
This is Crazy in Love?
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. This has got 4 posts in it.
Yeah.
I'll actually give you, you've got it at the bottom. It's a post-it 2.
13.
I'll post it 13, 24, and 29.
Okay.
So it's got primary, secondary, tertiary, and quaternary posts. A fourth one. All right. All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm a little nervous now. I was fine until this one.
Do you think less of me if I tell you I really love this song?
Beyonce?
For real.
Oh, I for real love this song, too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's okay. I've been playing this Tina Yother song from 1986 for the last 2 weeks on the show, and and I can sing it word for word by now.
Oh, good song is a good song.
You know, Family Ties.
Is this the one that she does with Jay-Z? Mm-hmm. Is that the one? Okay. All right, are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hunter will be hitting that post. Are you prepared, my friend?
I'm now. Why am I nervous? I have no
idea. Hitting a post is not easy. If it was easy, anybody could do it.
All right, let's go.
All right. And here we go. 3, 2, 1.
AM 970, Solid State Radio. What's up? It's the noontime. All requests, banging out your favorites front to back. And left to right, depending on if you got AM or FM. Oh, yeah, baby. Beyonce with the world's biggest CEO hip-hop rapper. Yeah, her and Jay-Z banging out this hit. And look for his new tour, Jay-Z's, in 07, sponsored by Bud. This is Beyonce's Crazy in Love on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Oh, bootylicious.
That was rad.
Oh, that's great.
That is the longest intro ever.
It's good. You didn't hesitate either. No,
and
that was good.
You didn't stumble. That was awesome.
Solid 9 to me. That's a solid 9.
That's a solid 9 for me as well.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah,
actually, I really am.
Okay. It's all, by the way.
He does look nervous.
In case you're curious, you're listening to KCMB AM Portland.
Oh, I played the Lego.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
In case anybody cares. All right. Are we?
Oh, Scotty, please to be moving my car.
Is he gone? Hey, Scotty, you still there? No, that's okay. He's gone. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said I'm not that pleased to do it, but I will. All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
He gets to drive in style for a few days, not in the hobo car.
Is it really 12:15?
It is.
Good God Almighty. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is the final song for the Rick Emerson post-hitting contest.
Where's the timer that I can look at?
I don't use the timer. I don't even know where it was.
I use my internal clock, baby.
Well, I was looking for it in the
camera. I couldn't find it on the Madonna
scene. There's only two. There's the digital one and there's the one on the audio.
I'll start it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, John Paul.
All right. Would you like to know where you stand score-wise now?
Yeah.
Psych you out. Okay, right now, because he's done 2 songs, you've done 1. He has got so far a cumulative score of 17.5. You've got 9, and that's because you've done the 1 song.
Seem to get at least an 8.5.
Okay.
Well, to tie it. That's just to tie it.
And if there's a tie, what do we do?
If there's a tie, I got more, baby.
Okay.
There's always more.
I've got a full CD right over here.
I got 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I probably won't even use the timer. I haven't used it yet, but it's there just in case.
Okay.
Everybody needs a crash, John.
All right.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, John Paul in 3, 2, 1.
AM 970 Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Batman Gomez moving and grooving, dancing and prancing, slipping and sliding, throwing it down. I knew you liked this. You know, when I first heard this song, I thought it was Jennifer Lopez. Sounds just like it, but it's not. It's Beyonce. She's so fine. It's Crazy in Love. AM 970 Solid State Radio. Do it up.
The timer for you.
I thought it was 23.
Oh my God. Oh, Sarah, how do we?
That's.
Okay. I mean, you were good.
I wasn't good enough.
I'll give him an 8.
I'll take my lumps. That was. I looked down. I thought it was 24.
You were doing really well. You had the great name. You were dropping the phrases. I sound like a consultant. Your energy was infectious. You sounded like you believed the product.
Your pacing is right on.
You are speaking the language of the demo.
I'll admit, Tom did better than me on that song.
Oh, I it's always sad to see a champion fall. It really is.
Wow.
As much as you like to see a fresh face, it's always sad to see a veteran leave the game.
I feel like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just... Oh. How long before I can come back? Is it like, you know, I have to wait a term and then come back?
He looks genuinely sad.
What are you
going to
give him? Well, I'd say, what, like a 7?
Yeah.
Because you... It was really good until he fell apart there at the end.
He hit it at post number 3, though. So he should get something because he did hit one
well,
post.
Well, I'll say 7.5. So that's a 16 point. Yeah, well, sadly, John.
It's all right.
We are having some changes here at AM 970.
You're not part of the picture, John. We're going in a different direction.
John Paul exits at AM 970 Solid State Radio. Oh.
Here's your box. You have 15 minutes to get out of the building.
Wish you well in your future endeavors.
Yeah, exactly.
This is John from security. He's going to walk with you and just kind of help you get things together. Tom's opening the door for him to leave. All right, well, there you go.
No, I'll take it. Tom did better than I did.
Well, I'd say what now. Let's say this again. The next time we do this, we'll find somebody to challenge Tom, and then I'd say after that, come back, you give it another shot.
It's like being president. I got to be away.
You got to wait one term.
Okay.
You got to wait one term. So, but you know what? I hear that Brad Dalbeer's next. So,
ooh.
That's the thing. I heard he was talking some smack in the hallway. I hit any post in the country. So there you go. Don't blame yourself.
It's all right.
No, blame yourself.
What happens when you start talking a lot of trash. It just slaps you back in the face.
You know, I understand it. What you definitely don't want to do is, and this, I'm telling you this now, what you definitely don't want to do is drive along in your car today when you're leaving, obsessively hitting every post on the radio, trying to prove to yourself that you still have the magic. Don't do that.
I'll be one of these guys like these guys that graduated high school in 1968 that still wear their Letterman jacket.
With a class ring.
Yeah, have the football ring. And stuff like, at one time I used to be good.
Yeah, I was all state back in 75. Yeah, those were good times. Mm. All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we at least hear the whole Beyonce song while we're...
Maybe we should take that to break.
We'll take it to break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tom Hunter, the new postmaster.
Good job, Tom.
Nice. Back after this to begin the AM 970 Noon News Hour with Tim Riley, the minister.
Let's see you hit that post, Rick Emerson.
Coming up. I got nothing. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's another nonstop music jam coming your way. 22 minutes on the right side of noon. We are right now in the hardest part of... We'll be back after this. Stay there. Don't go anywhere.
I look at you so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row. That's a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. The top you love, you're doing no one else can. Come and look at the crazy right.
Good God. The Rick Emerson Show. See, I haven't improved it myself. I still have that magic. It's 503-733-2970. Hello there. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. You can also email if you like it. Rick@RickEmerson.com. Rick@RickEmerson.com. And so forth. Coming up later on, we got the CNN radio correspondents Ed McCarthy and Jim Roop. We got a fantastic high concept topic we'll get to as well. And we have the Week in Geek, News That Hurts, etc. It's 503-733-2970 or rick@rickemerson.com if you'd like to engage with us electronically with your comments, questions, conventions, clarifications, your 2 cents, your what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from the Hill. Woman of mystery, woman of intrigue, the delightful Lisa Goddard. How are you, sister?
Nice. I feel like I am a success now.
In what sense?
Well, I wanted to be delightfully intriguing, and I apparently have done it.
Well, here's the thing, is that I specified earlier on that we were talking about this in the show today, that when we were trying to find, see, because now it's become a quest to find... Because let me clarify this, actually, before I go any further. So,
okay.
there is your last name of Goddard, there is your fiancé's last name of Sporbert.
Yes, Sporbert,
One T or two?
One T.
Sporbert, okay.
On the end.
And so when I was sort of trying to encourage the people to come up with the name, now is this a name that you will be using both personally and professionally, or will you continue to use Lisa Goddard professionally,
everything's on the table. I think I would like to go change it professionally as well. I mean, just let's keep it consistent, but... Everything's on the table, really.
You just take advantage of it. Start with a clean... A tabula rasa, as they say.
Exactly. I'm keeping Lisa. The rest is up.
All right. Well, see, and this is really a way for the Rick Emerson Show to find a degree of immortality, really. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? If the Rick Emerson Show can in some way contribute to a new, I'm not saying better, but a different last name for you, now would he also take this new name?
Yes, potentially.
All right. I do have to admit that would give me... I really would be disingenuous if I did not say that it would give me some kind of a perverse power thrill to actually be able to come up with a new name for your then-husband. That would be...
Our children.
Really?
And their children.
I have named... I never thought about that.
You would be starting essentially a new clan.
This is the best thing.
Consider that.
This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I never really... Well, because we here on the Rick Emerson Show, we're not a... We're not a child-having people. We, the cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show. That's a thing that is fine for some people. It is not a lifestyle that we choose on the Rick Emerson Show to reproduce.
Sure.
So I sometimes don't factor that into my decision-making. I never thought about that. So it would be your new last name, husband's new last name, then the children. As you put it, a whole new line, a whole new clan. All right, now I got to go back to the drawing board here.
All right.
Because the only one we came up with was Lisa Noir, which isn't really going to work.
Oh, wow. It's interesting, though. I like it. It is delightful and has some intrigue.
Well, see, when you say Lisa Noir, though, I just picture you underneath a bridge somewhere handing off a package to Bob Haldeman or something. Just, you and Hal Holbrook sitting in a parking garage somewhere smoking, wearing a fedora.
I get some calls from Garrison Keillor that I don't need. Home companion.
Seriously, she's a delightful reporter with lots of spunk, and we're glad to have her here. Let's talk about, speaking of full of spunk, now, we were talking yesterday about the majority leader, ousted Republican Majority Leader Trent Lott, and we were talking about how he's plotting this return, and the return has been plotted and successfully carried off.
He is back, people. He is back. And he won by exactly a single vote.
Oh, that's cinematic is what it is.
Isn't that great?
It really is. It is fantastic.
It's unclear, but it seems that Alaska's Lisa Murkowski is the one that put him over at the top.
And so this, and I haven't seen him talk about it. I only know because it just happened to come across the wire. But it says here it was a 25-24 vote. And I mean, does this have any sort of real world effect? I mean, is it sort of, when you talk about the minority whip, I mean, I guess my question is, what is different from one whip to another in terms of picking up the phone or going over and saying, you got to get this done for me? What can one do that another can't? I never really understand this.
You know, it is a big deal, actually, because the whip is the one who counts the votes. And honestly, Trent Lott deserves his reputation as a legend and his ability in doing this. And look at what he did. In just a week, he was able to go from announcing his candidacy to winning this job. And the guy he was up against, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, he's been campaigning for this for a year and a half. So Trent Lott does deserve his reputation for being good at this job. And it does matter, not just for the Republican Party in the Senate, to have whoever they think is strongest, whoever's going to push their agenda the hardest, but also it matters for the country because, indeed, Trent Lott really knows how to play the political games up here on the Hill. So good for Rick Emerson in that perhaps we could have some more standoffs, some more secret sessions, some more nuclear political devices, those kinds of things. But it's interesting right now, Trent Lott is surprising everyone by not saying much. He is a man who is known for spouting off whatever he wants. He is being very quiet. He is deferring to the man in charge, now Mitch McConnell, who is his boss. And he's playing it pretty smart. And I think, if anything, the Democrats, this is probably not the choice they wanted because they know Trent Lott is very good at what he does, and he's going to make their life a lot harder.
Well, you know, the thing, I always, regardless of what side of the aisle anybody is on, I always respect anybody who is a real political animal, people who know, because that is, as Hunter Thompson once said, that is the fastest, meanest track in the entire world, and you and your entire family will get whacked into political hamburger if you cross the wrong person or if you don't know how to, I mean, if you touch one of the many hundreds of third rails there, you're hosed. And I always admire a person who can work within, who can control their environment and work within that system and make a comeback. So, good for
that. He's going to talk like he wants to get along with the Democrats, perhaps. But the truth is, he really does enjoy throwing the bombs when he can. He enjoys having that little upper hand. And I think as much as Republicans want to be in the minority, Trump Lott is someone who may have a little bit of fun being in the minority and kind of being an obstacle.
Well, he does have a little bit of a charm in the sense that, who was I? Somebody was talking to me the other day about that. I forget who it even was, but somebody was saying, well, it's time for Newt Gingrich to come back. And much as I would love to see that strictly in the sheer terms of entertainment, I think that's a guy who is he's just way too much baggage, too tainted, too tarnished. Who knows if he even wants to come back? But I mean, there is
he's trying.
Is that true? Is that true, or is that just a thing that I dream sometimes late at night?
You know, we use the word feelers when for someone in this category. He's definitely trying to see what the lay of the land is for him, and if he has any possibility of coming back, rising again into leadership, possibly a presidential run. But no one's quite sure that that's likely. But he's ear to the ground.
I think what may have done in the Republicans in a very real sense is that I think that this is my opinion, and I am not a learned man, but it does seem like political machines, political parties, they got to be laid out. It's sort of got to be like the Godfather. You know, you got the one guy at the top who has his eye in the entire field. You got to go one guy who's, you have to have your Robert Duvall character who works within the law. You have to have your Luca Brasi character who out there with the brass knuckles who's a bomb thrower.
Right.
And it does seem like the Republicans, and we'll see if the Democrats do the same thing, but the Republicans made the mistake of just having nothing but bomb throwers for a long time. And Newt Gingrich is one of those guys, you know?
You know, the college, it sort of starts that way even in college in the 80s. You know, believe it or not, I bizarrely, when I was a little kid, hung out with a bunch of college Republicans. They sort of were babysitter type characters in my life. And they really just enjoyed so much all that little crafty gamemanship. You know, and that was back in the 80s. And these are the guys that are now coming into power or have been. So it really is in their blood, that kind of fun for them.
It is.
Gets in the way for everybody else.
No, the Republicans, you know, evil though some of them may be, it's just like, and as I've said for the longest, that's not limited to the GOP, obviously. The Republicans are on the outside, what Democrats are on the inside. But Republicans do have a glint in their eye and zeal in their voice as they go right for your jugular. And that's the thing that I have to respect, really.
Democrats are trying to learn. Democrats are trying to catch up with that, which I think is a scary prospect for government in general.
That is true.
But lesson is for Democrats, and they're getting better at it.
No, I don't get, yes, no, as much as I enjoy it, there really is part of me that just wants to find a bunker to live in at
right.
Some point. All right, so what I will do as we progress through the following now is, if I'm not, I don't mean to pry, I'm gonna be too personal about this now, is there any kind of a date that you and your fiance have set? Is it the years, months?
This weekend is when we'll probably start talking about it, so no, but I think, you know, sometime in the next calendar year sometime.
Okay, because I want to know what kind of timeline we're working on here,
right? Because we've got time, we definitely have time.
All right, rare is it the opportunity, you know, to actually name an entire to actually rename a people, and so that's what I'll work on. So, but think about Lisa Noir if you should ever do any. I mean, if you ever should do any film work, you know, anything like you branch out. Lisa Noir is a perfectly acceptable name.
All right, I'll think about it. All right. I'm chewing on it.
Oh, by the way, and
and did you tell her Stoddard?
Oh, Stoddard. Somebody suggested Stoddard
because it's the first and last letter of your soon-to-be husband's name, and then Stoddard mixed around.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know what? That's not too bad.
Stoddard is actually okay. Stoddard, I think, is how they suggest it.
Not too bad.
Well, you know what? And here, Stoddard's got a few things going for it. A, it sounds the way it's spelled the way it sounds. That's important in terms of marketing, in terms
true.
Of building your career, Lisa Goddard. and it's got, you know, it's got the a lot of hard consonant sounds in it.
It rhymes with her real last name.
It rhymes with your real last name. It's not going to be too much of a brain bender for people who have to, in their head, transition from Goddard to Stoddard. It's got a cute story behind it. Actually, it's got two cute stories. A, it is sort of a combination of your fiance's last name and yours. B, chosen by us here on the Rick Emerson radio program.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, and again, it's got a good, and it's got a good solid feel to it. It's a name that has some punch to it. So I would put that on the hopper as well.
I'm writing it down right now.
Fantastic. Actually, you should run it by whatever focus group it is you have for such things in your life. All right.
The standards and legal department of CNN.
Yes. All right, that's exactly. And you might want to leave out the part where you had your new last name chosen by an idiot radio host in Portland. So, all right, Lisa Goddard, ladies and gentlemen, on the Hill. We will talk to you soon, sister. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Lisa Goddard, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we get this break out of the way and then come back?
Is it really 12:40?
It really is.
Should we buy Tim a basket of fruit or something, or just like a... some sort
oh,
of.
I hope, is Scotty J back? I hope he's okay.
He's been killed.
He left like 20 minutes ago.
Hey, Scotty, are you here?
Scotty J.
Jay. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
Thank you so
oh, yay.
Much.
Scotty J. All right, did you move her car?
Yes.
All right. Where did you move? Do you remember where you moved it to?
I'm pleasantly winded.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Do you remember where? Do you remember where her car is now?
No.
You don't be wacky. All right. Now that's the thing. You're going to move it. So when
I'm
is
not
her,
moving it again. When I got a plan now.
What is your?
We only
you have a cunning plan.
Yes. We only have so much longer in the.
We're
going
to have
right?
to do the new news hour at 1.
And so we have.
I don't deserve
right now,
to live.
We have until 1:24. So I'm going to check for marks on the tires. Right. I got this down to a system.
Okay, but what? Okay. So you're not gonna. You're not gonna remove the marks from the tire. Because here's the thing: is that
we would never obstruct.
No.
That would be wrong and a felony.
If the marks are there, I move it.
So here's the thing: so because Sarah had originally parked in a 1 hour space, you took her car. Where did you park it? Is it in a 1 hour space?
Yes.
Okay. Is it 1 hour or 90 minute?
1 hour.
Okay, so you're gonna go back when?
Like 1:24.
At 1:24, and you were going to see if the car has been labeled or marked in any way by the man.
Correct.
If it has been, you will move it. If it has not been, you will simply refeed the meter.
Correct.
All right, fantastic.
And
we know that they use...
By.
Now, again, and I'm not trying to tell anybody how to evade the law, because
that
would be wrong.
I don't know, but if somebody maybe knows for a fact like what they do to mark the cars, please...
It's got
to
be chalking. I can't imagine what else they would
chalking.
Do. What else? I mean, is they can't put paint on your car unless they take photos of it or something. That seems like way too much work, your average fat-ass meter maid. So it seems like...
How unlikable are meter maids?
Seriously, they're the worst people on earth. They really are.
No,
there is. And not even their children respect them. And that's true, by the way. And you know that to be a fact. And you know if you know that
they
you
drive those little annoying cars and stuff.
Oh,
in the
man. Are you filled with rage when you see that thing
yes.
in your rearview mirror? Here's the thing. And again, I am a peaceful person. And I do not advocate that anybody engage in fisticuffs or any sort of physical confrontation, because that is not the way to solve your problems. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. But I'm saying this, when you're in traffic and you look in your rearview mirror and you see that little three-legged ice cream truck thing that they drive, and all you're filled with a blinding black ball of hate, and Mr. Hand becomes Mr. Fist, and you start looking around for a bat. That's how I feel anyway. I don't think I'm alone there either. I would say the meter maids are among, and they are meter maids. They're not parking enforcement officials. They're
because
meter
they
maids.
Don't
even
do
if they're
anything
men.
Good. They don't do one thing. They don't protect and serve. All they do is take money away from you.
What it is? They protect and serve the man. That's
yep.
what they do. They protect and serve. They're the fleas and ticks of the criminal justice system. And I'm not, and you know that we are not anti-cop on the Rick Emerson Show. This is strictly limited to meter maids. They are the pilot fish, the head lice of the criminal justice system. And I have no problem saying that.
Right. On the flip side of all this, if there are people that are getting the marks and moving their cars and whatnot, if we did not have meter maids and they weren't paying, then there would never be a parking place. And I drove around four blocks trying to find a place today, and that's with people paying the man. The
well,
right
no,
way.
I mean that's not true. I mean because here's the thing: is that the meter maids don't do.
It's not like I would forever leave my car downtown.
Not
like
I'm not going to park it there forever. That's it's not like I'm just going to store my car
honestly,
downtown.
I've lived in Portland for 4.5 years, and up until this very day, I thought that you were allowed to just pay hour by hour. I mean, well, that's what I've been doing.
I mean that's the thing, because it doesn't. The problem is that it doesn't decrease congestion. This law about how you can only park in a place for 1 hour doesn't decrease congestion, because nobody does this. Nobody goes downtown, parks their car for an hour, and says, oh, I know, I've got all this other crap I've got to do, but you know what? Even though this stuff is important, I'll just go home. What they do is they're obliged to leave the mall, go to their car, and then what do? They drive around like sharks, afraid that if they stop moving, they will die. They drive around until they find another space. All it does is increase congestion on the streets. It doesn't do anything for parking. It is simply and solely, and I stand by this, it is simply and solely a revenue-generating device for the city. So that's what I'm. That's
okay. So somebody just sent me. They mark your. It's your license plate number. They take down your license plate number in the little thing that they carry around.
So you don't even know if you've been marked. That's,
damn.
That's
but that, number, that doesn't make any sense, because that seems like way too much work. Because if you
don't, they always are walking around with that little box so they can just type it in.
I doubt they're going to do every single car in the whole city.
No, but Scotty, are you going to pay the
$24?
Yes.
No, but here's
not moving it.
No, but here's the. Are you offering to pay?
Yes, I'm not moving it.
You'll offer. So hold on, sir. Let's get this on tape. You will pay
yes,
Sarah's
I
ticket
will
if she gets
ticket. Ticket if she gets one, but she won't.
All right.
It's her lucky day.
Because my thing is this. It can't be that they walk around and take
and I don't want it to be uncomfortable when I'm asking you for the $24 over and over again, and you're like, haha, it was a joke. Because seriously, you'd have to pay it.
Oh,
because all you have to do is, like, take 2 seconds to move it or else...
It would only take about 3 paychecks and I could have you paid off in no time.
You know, we'll have people... We can have people beat you. Now, here's the thing. Here's why I suspect that Meter Maids... I'm just in with the fact that we're going to break and come back into the news hour at 1. Here is why I don't believe that they do it parking, you know, license plate style. Because think about how much work that would be. If you're chalking a tire, all you have to do is then drive along the street again and you just look and you say, well, look, there's a tire that's chalked. You know, whatever was that car here last time? If you're taking down license plate numbers, think about it. It's twice the work because as you're walking down the street, you have to be putting in the number or the license plate, you know, number of every car, and then also checking every single space every previous license plate.
Well, because they're not covering the whole city. They all have their separate sections that they're in. So someone just probably trolls their section, and it's probably not that hard to keep.
Maybe.
I mean, I've had it from a couple people who have said this.
Let's see who this is. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Don from Portland.
Hi, Don. How can I help you?
You got to watch out on those parking tickets. They can write you multiple times. If they write you one time and they'll write you again.
Oh, yeah, no, and here's how I know this, because this is a thing that I tried to do, that everybody tries to do, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, where I used to do this, where I would, when I would get a parking ticket, I saved it, and then when I would go to park somewhere, if I knew I wasn't going to be back before the hour was up, I would just take the old parking ticket and stick it underneath the windshield so that they would think I had already been ticketed. And so
they'd all mark your tire. You have to look at your left rear and your right rear, because if they're walking, they'll mark your right rear. If they're driving a car, they'll mark your left rear. And they'll fetch it multiple times, like I said, and they'll cover. They can cover the patrol area in about an hour and a half.
You know, the worst part is that our tax, as you know, we just got paid today, such as it is, here at CBS Radio, and you look at that big bite that the IRS takes right out of your paycheck. Yeah. I am paying for this. I am paying for Meter Maids. This email said, all right, thank you, Don. This email says, Rick, you are all morons, except for Tim Riley. They no longer mark the cars. The new way is to enter the license plate of the vehicle and then create a timer on their handheld device. They know how long the vehicle's been there because each parking location is numbered according to the route. You are dumbasses.
Yeah, that's crazy work. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Well, what do they care? They're getting paid the same every hour. It doesn't matter to them.
Okay, well, I really don't want to get another parking ticket.
Well, Scotty's going to pay it, though.
Yeah.
But I just don't... I don't want to get another parking ticket.
But he's gonna pay.
Yeah, that causes a lot of uncomfortableness. I'd rather just move it.
There's no uncomfortableness.
But it is, because it's going to be like
I'll even pay interest.
No, because if you don't pay it for like 30 days, then it doubles.
Immediately.
Will you pay? Let me ask you this.
I'll pull it out of the machine if I need to.
Look, suburban man. There's no need. So if she gets a ticket, you will write her. You will give her cash. There's an ATM downstairs
and a cup of coffee.
You'll give her.
I don't
Sarah, come on. He's offering to pay it and a cup of coffee.
I just don't want another parking ticket on my record.
You're not going
to
get one.
Well, no, because that doesn't affect your record. Parking tickets have nothing to do with your record. That's only, I think you could get 1,000 parking tickets, and it doesn't affect your insurance, because it has nothing to do with the way you drive. That's what I mean. It's solely a revenue-generating device. It has nothing to do with how you drive.
It seems like parking tickets are those things that kind of get forgotten about, then they accumulate, and pretty soon you owe $60 on a $12
ticket. That is true. That is true. Lara is the worst.
So I'd rather just not get one.
My wife, she will get parking tickets underneath the windshield, and my wife is this weird combination. I don't know how it is that she's got such flawless credit, and stuff, because she just doesn't care. She'll get parking tickets, and she just crumples them, and then she just tosses the crap in the back of the car, and then we'll get letters months later. Like, I remember this $12 ticket. It is now $395. And it's like, I'll find it underneath a mat in the back of the car.
Right, but I don't think that affects your credit any.
Well, it doesn't, but I mean...
The city, if you get enough of them, I think the city will put those lock things on your wheel.
Right? Oh, the boot? I've gotten the boot. Have you gotten the boot?
Mm-mm.
I've gotten the boot before, man, and you always get the boot, which is a thing they put on your... A boot is a little thing they attach to the wheel of your car, one of your tires, and it makes it so you can't leave. It's like it's a huge lock that goes around the wheel of your. It's like a snow chain that goes around one of your tires, but it keeps you from moving. And it's always when you're running late for work. And I've had that before. You're like leaving the house, you're running inside, and oh God, you know. And there's the boot on your car.
That's what they call getting the boot.
All right. Well, we should break. Come back and do the noon news hour at 1. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're back after this on AM 970 Solid State Radio. The new news hour begins next.